Monday, March 27th, was a day of slow tempo, just as though it were being run off somehow in slow motion, the hours. I began with strong determination and black coffee for breakfast. And then we took a long walk with Lyndon and Linda and the Mahons and Marie and Mary. They're good company, the Mahons. Happy, hardworking. Our lives bled along the same paths since 1937. And we find ourselves often reminiscing about the speaker and members of the delegation through the years. Back at Aspen, we had an early lunch. I, a small portion of bacon and eggs and grits, my most favorite food in the world. Lyndon is being quite careful, too, about his calorie intake. And I have a surge of hope that he will stick to it. After lunch, he lay down for a nap. And at the ridiculous hour of 1 o'clock, Linda Bird and the Mahons and I settled down to a pleasant bridge game. We decided we must return sometime this evening, and I simply had to get in some more bowling. So we had 3 games, and then, with takeoff time set for 4:30, watched a Rex Harrison mystery movie called Honeypot, which turned out to be the best movie I've seen in ages. All day the hours moved with a curious slowness, a luxury I tasted with relish. This was a day without any duties, any set jobs. But how long would I like it this way? It made me look into the future and wonder what it would be like to have a not regimented day, and day after day after day. Would I stultify? I am not sure I have the inner discipline to set a course to handle wisely that greatest of all riches, your time. For so many years it has been handled for me by each day's crowding demands. We helicoptered back to the White Owl. Helen and George said this was just about the most memorable Easter of their lives. It's very pleasant to think you are making someone happy. Lyndon went to work in the office, and I too for a while. And then when the rest of Honeypot reached the theater, Linda and I abandoned our chores and raced down to see it. A thoroughly hedonistic day. The 3 of us had dinner, steak only for me, at close to 10, and then a rub and to bed. I gave a thought to the strange turn of events, that Lyndon, with his 30 years' backlog of friends in the Senate and the House, found himself supported in a serious crisis today, not by one of the old-time warriors, his comrades in arms of many years, but by a new Negro senator whom he scarcely knew. And oddly also, that 2 of the nicest evenings we have had, socially, this last year, have been with another young senator, with whom we were never intimate in our long and wonderful times in the Senate, Scoop Jackson. Each day is a new page,